I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. State officials say that more heroin is coming into Vermont than ever before, and the crisis is truly hitting home as Vermont communities are seeing an increase in property crimes related to opiate addiction. VPR is taking a week-long look at Vermont's heroin crisis in our series, State of Recovery. Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report on Londonderry's response to a rural crime wave.
It's hard to keep secrets in a place like Londonderry. In this small town of about 1,700, people tend to know each other's business. And so, if you want to know where drugs are being sold, Chad Stoddard is happy to show you.
So would you like to see where a couple drug dealers live?
Stoddard's mother was born in Londonderry, and he spent most of his life in the region. Over the past few years, Stoddard and the other residents of Londonderry have seen a disturbing rise in property crimes that law enforcement officials peg to Vermont's opioid crisis.
It's at both ends of the class, you know?
The heroin coming into Vermont has been linked to dealers from large cities to the south. Stoddard says the break-ins in Londonderry are being committed by members of the local community.
I've lived here a long time. I know the people. And as well as other people that have been here their entire lives. They know who they are, too, and it's common conversation, you know?
Londonderry has no police force, and like most small towns in Vermont, it relies on the state police for what amounts to occasional law enforcement. At a community meeting earlier this year, Londonderry residents asked town officials to do something about the steep increase in burglaries and break-ins. The select board will soon ask voters if they want to sign a contract with the Vermont State Police for an additional 40 hours of dedicated law enforcement. The contract will cost $86,000, and Stoddard says while there is support for the move, there's also a sense of frustration over just how bad things have gotten.
Do we need it? Yes. Do we want it? Some people say yes, and some people say no. I, myself, I'm on the fence. I think we need it, but then again, at the expense of $86,000 and my taxes going up and that's how it's going to happen, they are forcing us to have to make this decision as a community.
According to Detective Lieutenant John Merrigan, commander of the Vermont State Police Narcotics Investigation Unit, it's not just Londonderry that faces this problem.
Londonderry is very similar to the rest of rural Vermont that's experiencing this, and it's kind of the same everywhere. I get asked a lot, is there a hot spot in the state? Is, you know, Rutland gets a lot of attention, and you know, Rutland isn't any worse than Brattleboro, which isn't any worse than White River Junction, which isn't any worse than Barry. Every community has got a significant opiate issue, and Londonderry is one of those communities.
Merrigan says towns with their own police force are challenged to keep up with the crime. And as addicts look for easy targets, it's easy enough to drive a town or two over where there is little or no police presence.
There is a direct relation between the opiate addiction issue in Vermont and property crimes. It's happening all over the state. The rural communities get hit hard. There's not a lot of cops patrolling these back roads. It's pretty easy to get away with, and everybody knows it.
Max Turner owns the New American Grill in the center of Londonderry. In the past year and a half, his restaurant has been broken into four times. Londonderry is wedged between three major ski mountains, and as a restaurant owner, he is acutely aware of what a heightened police presence could do to his business.
I mean, we're a tourist area. We live and die and eat by people coming here that want a Vermont experience. They don't need to see an overwhelming police presence in the area. They just don't.
Like Stoddard, Turner says there's a sense of loss and a feeling that things have changed in Londonderry. He used to leave deliveries out when he couldn't get to it, and even said he would occasionally forget to lock up after a busy night. Now he's got bars on the back window and a steel-reinforced door separating the back room from his restaurant.
You know, you're making ends meet, and you're trying to, you know, make a business in an area that can be challenging, especially in this economy, and then you start making gains towards that, and somebody comes and swipes it so they can go get high.
Turner wonders what 40 hours of police presence will really accomplish. And he wonders if it'll just send the crime over to the next town. But it's a step toward greater protection, he says, and Londonderry residents will have to decide on town meeting day if it's a step that's worth $86,000 a year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.